What if there's been a lot of rain and the rain cut the channel across the field?
Well, we would just call it the water, a book of turf, a book of rules, or just, in other words, the land wasn't elevated enough to hold the water, and this water broke through.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was thinking the way it washed from the rain.
Well,
it
would too, but you see, now, like if you had land on a hillside, you'd have to elevate the water where it would go either way, not pull up and break and go straight through and wash your land off. It would wash your land off if you didn't do something over about it, make a ditch in the middle of your field.
Okay.
And wash all your topsoil off.
Did you ever call that anything besides a ditch? Would you call it gutter?
Yes, you'd call it gutter, and then you'd call that erosion too.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, of course your land would be washed off. Your fertile land would be washed off.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small rise in the land?
What you mean, a hill?
Uh-huh.
You call it just a little hill.
Okay, what about something real small? Have another word for it?
No, we have terraces. I mean, like I was saying a while ago, you have terraces you build up and to keep the land, keep the water from breaking through. And in other words, it'd go either way or stand there. You know, if there wasn't no great big rain, it'd go where it'd stand there.
Okay, we talked about some of the smaller bodies of water around here. Down in Panama City, you get to a big body of water. What's it called?
I believe you call that the Gulf of Mexico, wouldn't you?
Okay, yeah. And what if it's talking about a rise of land bigger than a hill.
It's just
real high,
what
would you call it?
And the land that you cultivate?
No, not just land. Just something. Is it too big to be called a hill, what would you call it?
Or a mountain.
Okay. What about the side of the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp, what would you call that?
Clear.
Okay. And if you had several of them, you'd have several cliffs.
Clear, several cliffs.
What about the place in the mountains, a low place where a road could go across?
Well, you call that a gap of the mountain, I guess. That's what you're speaking of.
And what about a place where water would fall a long way?
You can call that the waterfall.
Okay. And on the river or the gulf or whatever, what about a place where boats could stop in one little place?
It's a dock.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the kind of roads that you have around here?
Well, most all the roads we have now are, we call them farm to market roads. Most all of them are paved now. Sometime back the farmers stayed way out and they had a tough time getting to the market with the produce. So I think Governor Folsom, the one, I believe he was the one, advocated the farm to market road, and that made it much easier for the farmer to get his produce to the main road. Oh, we call that a side road.
Okay. And what about a little bitty road from the public roads up to your house?
Oh, that would be a private driveway.